Wild Animal Attacks, Kolyvan Gates. Ivangorod Fortress was only one set of gates that faced Narva. These gates were built in the northwestern wall of the front city and were called the Kolyvan Gates, probably because they led to the bridge across the river and further down the road to Kolyvan, i.e. Tallinn. In some sources, these gates are called the Ivangorod Gates. It's possible that these gates were used by people travelling for different purposes connected with trade, religion, or education. We can read about the impressions and observations of travellers in published diaries, notes, or reports. One of the first detailed descriptions of Narva and Ivangorod dates back to the 17th century and belongs to Adam Odiaros, the secretary and embassy who was sent by the Schleswig-Holstein Duke Ferdinand III to Russia and Persia for establishing commercial connections. From his notes, among other things, we also find out that around the two mighty fortresses, around one of the most beautiful cities in northern Europe, Narva, lie thick woods with a large number of wild animals. In winter, wolves approach quite close to houses without fear, and if the cattle is locked up, they dig under the walls and drag out the sheep. Sometimes they take the dogs from the yards too. About 1.5 miles from Narva, a small, evidently rabid wolf met 12 Russian peasants who were following each other on sledges loaded with hay. First of all, the wolf attacked the first peasant, jumped onto him, grabbed him by the throat, and struck him down to the ground. When he did the same thing with another man, he ripped the skin off the head of a third man, bit the nose and cheeks of the fourth, and seriously injured the fifth and sixth men. When the men at the back saw what was happening, they ran to the front of the row and started fighting the wolf and defeated and killed him. The skin of the wolf was stuffed, and later the stuffed wolf was shown to ambassadors. The inhabitants of Narva keep it as a commemoration of this brutal massacre. Oliaris writes about bears. One peasant led his horse out of the wood for pasture. When he wanted to bring it back to the field, he found a large bear sitting next to his dead horse and eating it. As soon as the bear saw the man, he left the dead horse, ran to the man, grabbed him, took him to the dead horse in his paws. Luckily for a man, there was a small dog with him, and it started barking and chasing the bear and bit it on the heel. The bear wanted to protect itself from the dog and let the man go. The man ran away as fast as he could. They say that bears can even eat dead bodies, digging them out of the ground if they are not too deep. For example, in autumn, they dug 13 bodies out of the ground and took away the bodies in the coffins together with the coffins. Some years ago, one lady of quality, who was quite well known around here, saw a bear carrying a dead man in his paws, while the shroud was strung behind him. When her horse saw that, it started snorting and stamping, and then it raced so fast with the sledge in tow that it was really dangerous over potholes and stones.